Verona, for a while I take my leave to see my friends in Padua. But of all, my best beloved and approved friend Hortensio. And I trow this is his house. Here, Sir Grumio, knock, I say.
Knock, sir? Whom should I knock? Is there any man as robust, your worship?
Villain, I say knock me here soundly.
Knock you here, sir? Why, sir, what am I, sir, that I should knock you here,
Villain,
sir?
I say knock me at this gate and wrap me well, or I'll knock your knave's pate.
My master's grown quarrelsome. I should knock you first, and then I know after who comes by the worst.
Will it not be, faith, sir, and you'll not knock? I'll ring ill!
Oh.
I'll try how you can so far and sing it.
Oh, help, mistress, help! My master's mad!
Now knock when I bid you, sir, a villain.
Oh, how now? What's the matter? My old friend Grumio and my good friend Petruchio. How do you all at Verona?
Signor Hortensio, come you to part the fray? Con tutto il cuore ben trovato, may I say.
Alla nostra casa benvenuto. Molto onorato, signor mio Petruchio. Rise, Grumio, rise. We will compound this quarrel.
Nay, tis no matter, sir, what he ledges in Latin. If this be not a lawful cause for me to leave his service, look you, sir. He bid me knock him and rap him soundly, sir. Well, is it fit for a servant to use his master so, being perhaps wrought, I say, 32, a pip out? Who would to God I had well knocked at first, then had not Grumio come by the worst?
A senseless villain, good Hortensio. I bade the rascal knock upon your gate and could not get him from my heart to do it.
Knock at the gate? Oh, heaven, speak you not these words plain. Sirrah, knock me here, wrap me here, knock me well and knock me soundly. And come you now with knocking at the gate?
Sirrah, be gone or talk not, I advise you.
Petruchio, patience, I am Grumio's pledge. Why, this is a heavy chance twixt him and you, your ancient, trusty, pleasant servant, Grumio. And tell me now, sweet friend, what happy gale blows you to Padua here from old Verona?
Such wind as scatters young men through the world to seek their fortune farther than at home, where small experience grows. But in a few, Signor Hortensio, thus it stands with me. Antonio, my father, is deceased, and I have thrust myself into this maze, haply to wive and thrive as best I may. Crowns in my purse I have, and goods at home, and so am come abroad to see the world.
Petruchio, shall I then come roundly to thee and wish thee to a shrewd, ill-favoured wife? Thou'dst thank me but a little for my counsel, and yet I'll promise thee she shall be rich and very rich. But thou art too much, my friend, and I'll not wish thee to.
Signor Hortensio, twixt such friends as we, few words suffice, and therefore if thou know one rich enough to be Petruchio's wife, as wealth is burdened of my wooing dance, be she as foul as was Florentia's love, as old as Sibyl, and as cursed and shrewd as Socrates Xantippe, or a worse, she moves me not, or not removes at least affection's edge in me. Were she as rough as are the swelling Adriatic seas, I come to wive it wealthily in Padua. If wealthily, then happily in Padua.
No, nay, look you, sir, he tells you flatly what his mind is. Why, give him gold enough, and marry him to a puppet, or an aglet baby, or an old trot with ne'er a tooth in the head, though she have as many diseases as 250 horses. Why, nothing comes amiss, so money comes with all.
Petruchio, since we have stepped thus far in, I will continue that I broached in jest. I can, Petruchio, help thee to a wife with wealth enough and young and beauteous, brought up as best becomes a gentlewoman. Her only fault, and that is false enough, is that she is intolerable cursed and shrewd and throward so beyond all measure that were my state far worse than it is, I would not wed her for a mine of gold.
Hortensio, peace, thou knowest not gold's effect. Tell me her father's name, and 'tis enough, for I will board her, though she chide as loud as thunder when the clouds in autumn crack.
Her father is Baptista Minola, an affable and courteous gentleman. Her name is Catharina Minola, renowned in Padua for her scolding tongue.
I know her father, though I know not her, and he knew my deceased father well. I will not sleep, Hortensio, till I see her. And therefore let me be thus bold with you to give you over at this first encounter. Unless you will accompany me thither.
I'll pay you, sir. Let him go while the humour lasts. And my word, and she knew him as well as I do, she would think scolding would do little good upon him. She may perhaps call him half a score knaves or so. Why, that's nothing. And he begin once, he'll rail in his rope tricks. I'll tell you what, sir, and she stand but a little, he will throw a figure in her face and so disfigure her with it that she shall have no more eyes to see with all than a cat. You know him not, sir.
Tarry, Petruchio, I must go with thee. For in Baptista's keep my treasuries. He hath the jewel of my life in hold, his youngest daughter, beautiful Bianca, and her withholds from me and other more suitors to her and rivals in my love, supposing it a thing impossible for those defects I have before rehearsed that ever Catharina will be wooed. Therefore this order hath Baptista ten, that none shall have access unto Bianca till Catherine the cursed of husband.
Catherine the cursed? A title for a maid, of all titles the worst.
Now shall my friend Petruchio do me grace, and offer me, disguised in sober robes, to old Baptista as a schoolmaster, well seen in music, to instruct Bianca, that so I may, by this device at least, have leave and leisure to make love to her, and unsuspected caught her by herself.
Here's no knavery. See to beguile the old folks how the young folks lay their heads together.
Oh.
Master, master, look about you. Who goes there?
Peace, Grumio. It is a rival of my love. Petruchio, stand by a while.
A proper stripling and an amorous.
Very well. I have perused the note. Hark you, sir. I'll have them very fairly bound. All books of love, see that at any hand. And see you read no other lectures to her, you understand me? Over and beside Signor Baptista's liberality, I'll mend it with a largesse. And take your papers, too, and let me have them very well perfumed, for she is sweeter than perfume itself to whom they go to. What will you read to her?
Whate'er I read to her, I'll plead for you as for my patron. Stand you so assured, as firmly as yourself were still in place. Yea, and perhaps with more successful words than you. Unless you were a scholar, sir.
Oh, this learning, what a thing it is.
Oh, this woodcock, what an ass it is.
Peace, sir.
Grumio, mum. God save you, Signor Gremio.
And you're well met, Signor Atencio. Trow you whither I am going? To Baptista Minola. I promise to inquire carefully about a schoolmaster for the fair Bianca, and by good fortune I have lighted well on this young man, for learning and behaviour fit for her turn, well read in poetry and other books. Good ones, I warrant ye.
Tis well. And I have met a gentleman hath promised me to help one to another, a fine musician, to instruct our mistress. So shall I no whit be behind in duty to fair Bianca, so beloved of me.
Beloved of me, and that my deeds shall prove.
Oh, that his bag shall prove.
Grimio, tis now no time to vent our love. Listen to me, and if you speak me fair, I'll tell you news indifferent good for either. Here is a gentleman whom by chance I met, upon agreement from us to his liking, will undertake to woo cursed Catherine, yea, and to marry her, if her dowry please.
So said, so done is well. Hortensio, have you told him all her faults?
I know she's an irksome, brawling scold. If that be all, masters, I hear no harm.
No. Says me so, friend? What countryman?
Born in Verona, old Antonio's son. My father dead, my fortune lives for me. And I do hope good days and long to see.
Oh, sir, such a life with such a wife were strange. But if you have a stomach to it, a God's name, you shall have me assisting you in all. But will you woo this wildcat?
Will I live?
Will he woo her? Aye, or I'll hang her.
Why came I hither but to that intent? Think you a little din can daunt mine ears? Have I not in my time heard lions roar?
Aye.
Have I not heard the sea, puffed up with winds, rage like an angry boar, chafed with sweat? Have I not heard great ordnance in the field and heaven's artillery, thunder in the skies?
Ooh.
Have I not in a pitched battle heard loud larums, neighing steeds, and trumpets clang? And do you tell me of a woman's tongue that gives not half so great a blow to hear as will a chestnut in a farmer's fire? Tosh, tosh, fear boys with bugs.
For he fears none.
Hortensio, hark. This gentleman is happily arrived, my mind presumes, for his own good and ours.
I promised we would be contributors and bear his charge of wooing whatsoever.
And so we will, provided that he win her.
I would I were sure of a good dinner.
Gentlemen, God save you. If I may be bold, tell me, I beseech you, which is the readiest way to the house of Signor Baptista Minola?
He that has the two fair daughters. Is to you mean?
Even he, Biondello?
Hark you, sir. You mean not her to...
Perhaps him and her, sir. What have you to do?
Not her the chide, sir, at any hand, I pray.
Oh, I love no chider, sir. Biondello, let's away.
Well begun, Tranio.
Sir, a word ere you go. Are you a suitor to the maid you talk of, yea or no?
And if I be, sir, is it any offence?
No, if without more words you will get you hence.
Why, sir, I pray are not the streets as free for me as for you.
But so is not she.
For what reason, I beseech you?
For this reason, if you will know, that she's the choice love of Signor Gremio.
That she's the chosen of Signor Hortensio.
Softly, my masters. If you be gentlemen, do me this right. Hear me with patience. Baptista is a noble gentleman to whom my father is not all unknown, and were his daughter fairer than she is, she may more suitors have, and me for one. Fair leader's daughter had 1,000 wooers, then well, one more may fair Bianca have, and so she shall. Lucentio shall make one, though Paris came in hope to speed alone.
What? This gentleman will out-talk us all.
Sir, give him head. I know he'll prove a jade.
Hortensio, to what end are all these words?
Sir, let me be so bold as ask you. Did you yet ever see Baptista's daughter?
No, sir. But here I do that he hath two. The one as famous for her scolding tongue as is the other for beauteous modesty.
Sir, the first's for me. Let her go by.
Yea, leave that labour to great Hercules. Oh, let it be more than outside his 12.
Sir, understand you this of me, sooth. The youngest daughter whom you hearken for, her father keeps from all access of suitors and will not promise her to any man until the older sister first be wed. The younger then is free, and not before.
If it be so, sir, then you are a man must stead us all, and me among the rest. And if you break the ice and do this feat, achieve the elder, set the younger free for our excess, whose hap shall be to have her, will not so graceless be to be in grace.
Sir, you say well, and well you do conceive, and since you do profess to be a suitor, you must, as we do, gratify this gentleman, to whom we all rest generally beholding.
Sir, I shall not be slack. In sign whereof, please we may contrive this afternoon, and quaff carouses to our mistress' health, and do as adversaries do in law. Strive mightily, but eat and drink as friends.
Oh, excellent.
Fellows, let's be gone.
The motion's good indeed, and be it so. Petruchio, I shall be your benvenuto.